We want to welcome you to the Center's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast. If you are tired and weary, a little worn, you might find something in this broadcast to help you on your way. We invite you now to stay tuned for this glorious gospel broadcast, the Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast. On the W, the F, the M, and the U.
It's a blessing? Yes. Voices of Gethsemane, you're right. It's a blessing till the end. Voices of Gethsemane. Singing for us here on Sinner's Crossroads. On WFMU, where else? My name is Kevin Nutt, 33rd International Youth Congress Choir, Church of God in Christ. Hold out. They were singing about the Youth Congress Choir. I wonder if they sang the Internationale right before that. We'll never know. The Voices of Gethsemane. It's a blessing. Getting us underway here this evening on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU. We hope Sinner's Crossroads will be a blessing to you. Thanks for tuning in. Playlist is up and running, churning in the background. You can hear it. WFMU.org. Please join us on the message board. say howdy, just read along. We'll have some photographs, pictures, illustrations posted to each song. Have a lot of fun picking those out and posting those for your edification. Yes, indeed. The great Shirley Caesar, known especially for her sermonettes. We're going to hear one of her greatest ones to start this next set. Don't drive your mama away. You don't need to be told that. You don't need to be told that, but just in case, we'll let the great Shirley Caesar tell you why. And she could preach here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU.
You know, a few years ago, I had the privilege to go out to the old folk home, then my hometown, and I decided that day that I'd take my Bible with me because I realized that many people out there that had been left alone for a long time would have loved to hear the Word of God. And that morning I stood there by the bedside of this mother, and I said, "Mother, how long have you been out here?" This mother told me, said, "Sister Caesar, I've been out here a long time." I said, "Well, how many children do you have? Where are your sons? Where are your daughters?" And that mother told me that day, "My children put me in this place a long time ago. They haven't been back to see about me." And you know, just thinking about that, I'm reminded today of a little story that I heard a lady tell me. And I heard this story. She said that there was a mother that had two sons. One of the sons was interested in himself. That son loved his mama so much. He said, "Mama, one day I'm gonna grow up. I'm going to college. I wanna be somebody. I wanna take care of you like you've been taking care of me." But that other brother was not conscientious about himself. He was no good. Stayed in trouble all the time. That mama had to always go to court, getting that son out of trouble. But I heard that son said to mama, "Mama, I'm not gonna worry your patience. I'm gonna be a good son for you. I'm told tonight those boys grew up. One went to college, that no good son left home. Oh, Lord. That mama worked her fingers to the bones, sent that son to school. She got on her knees and scrubbed floors. She climbed ladders and washed windows. Hung her clothes, yes, she did. Working her fingers to the bone. I want my son to be somebody." After about 8 long years, that son came home. He said, "Mama, I'm a doctor now. I've got MD behind my name. I want you to meet my wife. I met her while I was in college. She's a school teacher. Yeah, I'm told tonight. They told that mama, we want you to come and live with us. Help us to take care of our children." As the years went on by, and their children grew up, I'm told tonight, even though they were at school age, that school teacher went to her husband and said, "Honey, your mama's in the way now. I think you ought to get rid of her. We can get somebody else to do this job. There are other young girls in college that could work their way through school on this very job. Your mama uses bad English. She uses this and that and ain't and it. I'm trying to teach my children to use good language. Yeah. Oh, hallelujah." That son went to his mama. Said, "Mama. Yeah. I was talking with my wife. And she seemed to feel now that you're getting in the way around the house. We don't have anything else for you to do. You're using bad English. We don't want this to rub off on our children. I'm gonna take you to an old folk home. Yeah. cry. She looked at her hands. They were all worn and wrinkled. She had worked her fingers for that song. Oh, yes, she had. She began to pack her clothes up. While packing those clothes, the devil came and whispered in her ear. Say, you see that old lady? It hasn't been worth it. Look at all you've done for this boy. He's getting ready to throw down. That mama packed her clothes, tears streaming down. Good God Almighty. That son came back to a choir and tried to make things sound good. He said, Mama, in your room out there, I'm going to have you color television. You're going to have nurses around the clock. Look at him trying to make it sound good. You're going to have everything that you want. That mama just kept on packing. She just kept on crying. So, Mama, I'm ready to take you now. Then Mama walked out of the house, got in that long limousine. They started down the road, going to that old folk home. Glory be to God. I'm told tonight, while she was riding, she just kept on crying. That son tried to fix it up. He said, Mama, don't cry. Everything is gonna be all right. Glory be to God. I'm gonna come and visit you every day. I'm gonna bring the children by every now and then. But then mama just kept on crying. Lord. And by the time they'd gotten almost there, that mama looked up the road and saw an old ragged car coming. Greeted one another with a kiss. That old no good son said, Mama, I was on my way to see you. How have you been doing? Yeah. Let me tell you what happened. That son pulled his brother over and said, Brother, where are you taking my mama? I want to know where you're going with my mama. That doctor told his brother, said, Brother, let me explain it to you. Mama's old fogey, and she's old timey. She gets in the way around the house. She uses bad English. Glory to God. I'm successful now. Look at me. I'm wearing good suits. Yeah. And I'm in the big society clothes. Lord Jesus. I'm taking mama to the old folk home. Yeah. That, listen, that old no good son looked over at his mama. Said, Mama. My car's no good. The tires are all worn out. But come on and go home with me. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. Mama, look at me. I've been a failure all of my life. I gave you a lot of trouble. Yeah. I don't live in a fine place. Got a bag, got in that old ragged car. They rode down that road, yeah. And I heard that old son say, glory to God, I'm a stranger, don't drive me away. Oh, yeah.
Drive me away. singing hush. You notice somebody.
Somebody's calling my name.
I say hush. I don't want nobody to bother me. I say
somebody's calling my name.
Singing hush. Whoa, hush. You know there's somebody.
Somebody's calling my name.
Singing, oh Lordy.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord.
Singing, oh Lordy.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord.
Just tell me. It was soon, very soon, one morning. You know it sound
like my Savior's
song. It was soon, very soon, one morning. I know it sound like I hear
it. Sound like my Savior's song.
Listen, church. It was soon, very soon that morning. You know it sound like,
my Savior's call.
Listen. Singing, oh Lordy.
Oh my Lord, oh my Lord.
Singing, oh Lordy.
Oh my Lord, oh my Lord.
Tell me. Paul Manning, I want you to take your time, son. I want you to play your guitar just like you want to play it. I want you to play it for all our friends out there. Because you know you can do it, son. Go ahead on and play it now. All right, son, listen out there. I want y'all to take it real easy, man. Sometime you may be laying inside your next door neighbor. And you might wake up in the midnight hour. You don't want to bother nobody. But a little song break out in your soul. Listen. And you begin to sing real easy. Listen out there. Singing hush, singing hush. You know there's somebody.
Somebody's calling my name.
I say hush, please leave me alone. I say sometimes it get good till you have to sing a little loud, isn't that good? Singing hush, whoa, hush. I say somebody. Singing, oh Lordy.
There is no need, there's no need to cry. No, no, there's no need to cry. There is no need, there is no Jesus with me. And what I just said one more time, boy. There is no need, there's no need to cry. No, no, there's no need to cry. There is no need, there is no Jesus with me. One more thing I have to say tonight. I've been tempted, I've been tried, I've been discouraged, dissatisfied. I just pray, I don't cry. Oh, Jesus, oh Lord, there is no need, there's no need to cry. No, 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 there's no need to cry. There is no need to worry. There is no need to cry. Jesus will. Jesus will fix it. One more thing, boy. After a while. There are times we stand alone. Seem like trouble is all that I hold. If we pray, don't have to cry. Oh, Jesus will fix it. Let me tell you this right here. He'll fix it.
Jesus will fix it.
Yes, he will.
Jesus will fix it.
The reason I know the Lord
Jesus will fix it.
A long time ago.
Jesus will fix it.
I tried the Lord.
Jesus will fix it.
Yes, I did.
Jesus will fix it.
Lord Jesus.
Jesus will fix it.
Surely made a way.
Jesus will fix it.
Said if I would trust him,
Jesus will fix it.
He'll fix it all right.
Jesus will fix it.
If I would call his name,
Jesus will fix it.
He'll fix it all right.
Jesus will fix it.
If I would love him,
Jesus will fix it.
He'll fix it all right.
Jesus will fix it.
If I would trust him,
Jesus will fix it.
He'll fix it all right.
Jesus will
fix it. If I would call his name,
Jesus will fix it.
He'll fix it all right.
Jesus will fix it.
If I would love him,
Jesus will fix it.
He'll fix it all right.
Jesus will fix it.
He said if I ever need him,
Jesus will fix it.
Steal away sometime.
Jesus will fix it.
Steal away sometime.
Jesus will fix it.
Get out on my knees.
Jesus will fix it.
Just like Jesus.
Jesus will fix it.
Oh, Lord, I love you.
Yes, yes, Jesus will fix it. We know he will fix it. He has all the tools. And if he doesn't, he'll make it up on the spot. Jubilee Hummingbirds of Memphis, Tennessee. Letting us take a little break here. A little bit past halfway the bottom of the hour on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU. The great Shirley Caesar started that set with one of her great sermonettes, Don't Drive Your Mama Away. We heard from the Manning family, that is Bishop Manning from the Hampton Roads, Norfolk, Virginia area. Somebody's Calling My Name. The Staple Singers, of course, The Day Is Past and Gone. And we ended that set with the Jubilee Hummingbirds. Jesus will fix it. Hopefully we'll fix it right here. We'll fix it for you on Sinner's Crossroads. We'll say greetings to the Reverend Creighton. Need to start playing some more Reverend Creighton gospel. Don't I? And to you, gospel friends, brothers and sisters and beloved, wherever you may be on life's highway, thanks for tuning in. We've got half a show to go, and we can begin it no better than the Indiana Wonders Savior, More Than Life to Me, here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU.
Precious blood of mine. cool, got a decent way to ride, and a new suit of clothes, and forgot about the friends. You may ride around in your big fine Cadillac car, but if you don't treat your brother than sister right,
Cadillac won't get you far.
I'm gonna live.
Indeed. It's getting late in the evening, not too late, but late in the evening, spiritually and in this material world, because our show is winding down, not too late in the evening, on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU. Yes, as people gather their things, their hymn books, their Bibles, their water bottles, because it is hot, I will tell you, you pay attention as you wander out. We are the Indiana Wonders Saviors, more than life to me. The Swan Silver Tones, he's sweet, I know. He is, live Swan Silver Tones. Soul Wonders of Jackson, Mississippi, Jesus is all I'm living for. We are the exciting highlights, sometimes known as the exciting supreme highlights. Then came God. Gospel Ambassadors, every song they ever did was super fine, raw and funky. Adaptation, of course, of Be Thankful for What You've Got, that they titled Just Time. I think that's right. Five Trumpets of Columbus, Georgia, late in the evening. Brothers and sisters and beloved, thanks to each and every one of you for tuning in this evening for our gospel broadcast. Thank you to the mighty gospel friends, the gospel knuckleheads everywhere. My name is Kevin Nutt, and stay tuned to WFMU. So what you got to do, stay tuned to WFMU, and we will see you next week.
Lord, how I got over.
You are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org.